Rijeka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 25, Johannesburg 21, Rissenburg op na 27 grade.
Die verkeer in Midrand lyk nou baie beter, want die vroeër ongelukstoneel op die N1 Noord voor die Olifantsfonteinweg afrit is nou opgeruim. Daar is wel steeds vertragings van oor die 20 minute op pad na die toneel.
In your sport headlines, Rassie Erasmus mixes up the starting team and selects a strong bench, and Ruud van Nistelrooy accepts that Man United lack a clinical striker.
In Pretoria het die ANC se sekretaris-generaal Fikile Mbalula vandag gesê werkloosheid onder die jeug moet strategies aangepak word. Hy het 'n optog na die Tshwane House gelei, dis nou die metro se munisipale gebou in Pretoria.
The municipality must develop a credible plan to mobilize local and international investors to create jobs.
Die partij het 'n lys van eise aan die uitvoerende burgemeester Nasipi Moya oorhandig.
We accept the mandate from you, leadership of the African National Congress, and we say wait until the 31st of January. Give us a few days after that and you will receive a written feedback from us.
Steeds in Gauteng, toe kragverbruik vir sekere woongebiede in Gauteng te hoog was, is ladingsvermindering toegepas. Nou doen Johannesburg Water dieselfde met watervoorsiening. Van maandag af gaan watertoevoer na sekere woongebiede heel wat verlaag word. Dis nou tussen 9:00 die aand en 5:00 die oggend. Johannesburg Water se hoof van tegniese dienste, Mzaki Mtweni, sê egter inwoners sal betyds ingelig word. Intussen is watertoevoer na groot dele van Midrand volgens hom herstel. Dit volg op probleme by Randwater se palmietstelsel vir die week.
Obviously, with a system of that size, you would still get some pockets that would still not be having water or they'll be experiencing low supply. Those we are still supplying with mobile water tankers, but I have to indicate that we've reduced the number of tanks that we are using within the Midrand system.
En die Gautengse departement van onderwys sê die besluit om 'n tydelike verbod te plaas op kosverkope by skole is 'n poging om die aantal voorvalle van voedselvergiftiging of gekontamineerde peselhappies by skole te verminder. In die jongste voorval is minstens 100 kinders van die Tamahu Laerskool in die Oosrand hospitaal toe gejaag nadat hulle dieselfde samp en bone van die voedingsprogram by die skool geëet het, en sedert Oktober is 12 kinders dood in onderskeie voorvalle waar daar gif stowwe was in die kos wat hulle geëet het. Hier is die departement se Steve Mabona.
The Exco in Gauteng decided to go on a multi-pole process to allow all the stakeholders, all law enforcement agencies, all those that are relevant in the food management process. Those that will be going to spaza shop, checking compliance, and they will be checking all that. We felt that as a department, let's start with this process.
Na die kwessie strek oor verskeie provinsies in Noordwes, het die departement van gesondheid pas bevestig dat 2 dogters in Leeuwarden buite Ceres hospitaal toegeneem is. Hulle het glo springmielies geëet wat hulle by 'n snoepiewinkel in die gemeenskap gekoop het. Dis môre hoofsaaklik koel tot warm oor die sentrale dele van die land met enkele buie en donderbuie in die middag. Dis nou in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en Noordwes. Pretoria 16:25, Johannesburg 15:21, Mbombela 17:26 en Skukuza 18 op na 33. In Polokwane is die minimum 16, maximum 27, Messina 20:34. In Mahikeng 18:27 en dan Rissenburg 19 op na 27 grade. Ek is Marlene Forsier, meer nuus om 7.
Baie dankie Marlene. Rob Forbes staan reg. Dit is tyd for Rob's Mix. What can we expect today, Rob Forbes?
I went and dug through my music library and I found some glaring holes in it.
Okay.
So I've sorted those holes out, found a whole bunch of new things as well. So is jy reg?
Absoluut.
Kom ons doen dit.